Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point with Jason Carey. Welcome, man. It's time. It's 'tis the season. Tis the season. And say that for various reasons, because here it is right upon Christmas. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday. Those that don't celebrate Christmas and listen, hey, hope you're having a wonderful holiday. Make it mean what you want it to mean. And this is the very first episode of season three. Season three, man. We made it to season three. Some people don't make it past episode one, much less season three. So hey man, thank y'all for listening, and you guys listening and the feedback I get from it makes me continue to do this. So we got some great guests this season too, man. So but let's get into today. Before we get started, of course, I gotta say the grace. I gotta thank y'all for listening to me. You know that you can listen to whoever you want to. We're competing for ears. There's so many podcasts and radio shows and talking heads all over the place, especially during this holiday season. You could be doing something else, but you're listening to me, and I appreciate you. I mean it. I appreciate every single second you spend, even if you don't make it to the end of the episode. Even if you don't make it to the end. Cool thing about a podcast is you can listen to part of it and come back. So, listen, and this is perfect to start off. Get ready to start off the new year and to start off a new season. And it's a simple question. Let me say that differently. Maybe it's a simple question with a not so simple answer. And the question is, why do you consistently do what it is you do? Why is it consistently, and maybe if I turn the question to myself, why do I consistently do what I do? And what I mean is, why am I here? Why am I here at season three? Why am I continuing to record podcasts? I'm putting media out there. Why does the ATL Podcast Network team show up and do this? Why does, you know, and it seemed like a simple question, but I probably get this question more than, I guess, most people get, and that's why I wanted to pose it, because I bet you y'all don't ask this question of yourself, and nobody asks you. People always ask me, so what's the end goal? So, you know, you do this and you do that, so where you want to go with it? And I mean, like, do you ask Sissy to get up and go to her customer service job every day the same question? Because it's a good question for her too, honestly. It's a great question. It's a great question for yourself. Why do I get up in the morning and go to this job that I hate? Why do I continue to hang with people that I'm not really close to, or people that don't motivate me, or people who don't support me? Why? Why do we consistently do what it is we do? And sometimes there's a profound answer, I think. I think there at times, if you sit there and think about it, you might even never had the profound answer. So it's a good time to ask the question. But sometimes, you know what your answer is? I don't know. Sometimes your answers, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. I'm just saying that sometimes your answers, I don't know. And you need to figure out whether that's a good or bad thing. Because I think I see people sit in marriages for a long time. It's like, that joint been over 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no kids involved. It's probably the easiest thing to do. You know? Job, same thing. I think I talk about it, my partner all the time. He got a job that he should have been out of 9 years ago. Should have been out of the job, but he keep going. And then be like, man, I can't get off. I can't do that because I can't get off. But that blew my mind every time I hear him say that, because for one, you shouldn't even be there. And now it's hindering you from doing something you want to do. So I'm like, And then some people are in a job or in a position where they can't do nothing else. I don't believe that really, but they feel they're in a position where they can't do nothing else, so they got to go to that thing. This ain't that with him. This ain't that. But we got to ask ourselves, why do we consistently do these things? Why do I wake up and pursue whatever it is I'm pursuing. People go to school and never stop going to school. And I ask some people that, like, they like, yeah, I'm in school again. And I ask some people, like, tell me what's the direct impact of you going back to school? Is it, and it could be you just want to accomplish that. Because when I started working on the master's, it wasn't because I wanted another job. I went because I always said I was going, you know, and then I stopped. But I asked that question of you and anybody else, like, you on your third degree. Why? Why? And sometimes that third degree don't relate to the first degree. So now, is it because you changed your mind? Is it because school, you're identified by school, gives you some identity? Give you something to do. Why? Because some people get another degree, and then the job says if you get another degree, you're supposed to get this pay increase, supposedly. Don't always happen. I don't know. I got to ask BT if it happens at his job like that. I know it's certifications. And certifications, if you're in the tech field, you get more certifications that changes your pay rate and your pay grade. But sometimes your master's in communications and you talk on the phone for a living. I don't think that you think they correlate. They don't. To me, I'm just saying, they ain't give you no more. I think you have to apply for a job and you're competing again. So could you have gotten that job without paying for school? I don't know. And I'm, again, that's all, that is not to say I'm not down anybody's going to school. I'm not telling you not to go to school. I went to school too. It's just a thing that people do. And I know people who are identified solely by school. When they're out of school, they don't know what they're like. I don't know what I'm going to do with my day to day. I got off work and I don't have any homework and I don't have a test to prepare for. And I'm like, that is a sad existence. I need you to figure that out. Like, that, you ain't got no identity now. So why do we consistently do what we do? Does it make us happy? And again, these answers are, I think there's no right or wrong answer. I think the answer is right or wrong for you. You do it because it makes you happy. Is that what it is? You do it because you're bored. I know people, I've heard somebody say they were in a relationship because they were bored. They were bored. And say, you know what? I need somebody. Like, when I want to hang out, I got to have somebody to hang out with. I don't want to have to call a bunch of people and try to figure out who I'm going to hang out with. At least I got that person. I'm like, that's not going to last. That's not going to last. Something, that's not going to last. Yeah, that's not going to last. I'll give y'all an update this season to tell you how that went for somebody, because that's not going to last. I'm curious, man. Why? And this thought came to me. Again, I said, because people ask me these questions. But also, I ask myself this when I'm doing something. When I'm doing something, like, why am I doing this? It happened the other day. I was supposed to go to, and it's funny because I think BT can relate to this. Y'all hear me reference BT from time to time. But I was going to, someone was having a birthday party or something at a club, whatever. And I was supposed to go. And I was kind of making my plans, maneuvering around what I got to do to go to this thing. And I'm like, then in the mid of me, like, trying to plan to go, I was like, I'm not going. And the reason I'm not going, I was like, I don't know that this person would maneuver themselves to do this for me, number one. Number two, if I don't come, I don't know the value, how impactful it's going to be. I'm making it a big deal because of how I am. But they ain't making it a big, they may not make it a big deal. I don't know, but they may not make it a big deal. And I consistently go out my way for other people. I do. And I decided, like, I'm not doing this. Because I ain't going to change the dynamics of my friendship, because it's at some whatever level. It's not, ain't like it's my best friend or nothing. So it's like, that ain't going to change. You're going to be fine. I'm not doing it. I'm putting myself in this. I may have been tired. I don't even know what it was. Or I had something else I could be doing. I was making that thing important. So I asked myself, why? Why am I consistently doing that? And make a decision. I ain't doing that no more. You would feel like I'm a jerk or something. I'm like, no, I'm just not going to do it. And unfortunately, somebody is going to catch the wrath of that probably don't deserve it. Unfortunately, somebody's going to fall in that category that probably does not deserve it. But it's until I work it out internally, it's going to be everybody. I'm going to be like, no, I ain't doing it. Nope, I ain't going over there either. Nope, I ain't calling this person. Nope, I ain't returning the text. And unfortunately, somebody's going to get caught up in that that don't deserve it. But allow me to work through my stuff. Allow me to work through my stuff. And I'll prioritize it all and figure it out. But again, that's the question. Why we consistently do things, man? You know what? I always done it this way. Those kind of answers just don't make sense to me. Man, it's because, man, it's always just how it was done. Well, man, I do it like that. Now, it happens. But people say this. I don't know, but that's the way my mama did it. That's the way your mama did it. Since your mama did it, it was right. And I understand that happens. But you figured out another way to do it, a more efficient way to do it, but you're not doing it that way because your mama always did it that way. You ain't take the minute to say, she ain't know no better. That was it. She just ain't know no better. Now you know better. Do it differently. But we consistently fall in line and do things. And you know, I was listening to the podcast, and I thought about this. And when I say what I'm saying, it may come, I don't think it does, but maybe is it judgmental to you? I don't know. It may come off like that. And that's not really the goal. My goal really is just to make you think about it. My goal is make you ask that question of yourself, ask a question to somebody else, or ask the same questions I ask myself. Because I feel like I there's a level of thought that goes into every day on this side that I consistently see that everybody don't have that level of thought consistently. So I just share some of the thoughts that I have, and that's one. It's, wow. Like, people get in line. I see people go places and just jump in line. I'm like, and they be in the back of the line, but what's this line for? Why the hell did you jump in the line? What are you talking about? It was a shorter line over there. Why you ain't go over there? I went to the Celebration Bowl here in Atlanta, and there's several gates to get in. One of them got like a media sign, but it's the shorter line, right? And when I walked around the corner, I saw them people busted up all together, just waiting. I was like, I'm going over here. I went straight in. I was in seconds in the media line. It wasn't because I was doing the wrong thing. It was saying media also. It was just designated that if you're media, come this way and you can skip the line. It wasn't saying that this was only for media. It didn't say media only. But people don't, again, consistently doing things, and you don't know why you're doing it. You just, hey, everybody get in line, I'm going to get in line. You ain't think for yourself. And that may be on topic or off topic, but it's similar to me, because it's just a level. Everything takes a level of thought. Just take a second to think something through. Why you consistently do it? Fellas that chase chicks. We've had this conversation. Just chase chicks. Like, this is, I guess it's the sport. They be holler at 20 chicks in a night just to get one number or something, or, you know, chasing. It's a difference in dating, and difference in talking to a woman. It's difference in seeing somebody you're interested in or attracted to, and you speak to. I'm talking about literally chase. And let's not just put on men. Women do this too. Women that chase men, but they just pick a type, and that's what they chase. Men just chase butt. Women, they might pick a type, and they're like, all the rich men hang out over there. I'm going to that club. Put on my low cut dress. That's how women may do it. Men, they just, it's female. She opposite sex, I'm going over there. So, but if that's you, or you know somebody like that, why? Is it something you're trying to, and again, no right or wrong answer, but is it something you're trying to fulfill? Is it because you wasn't cool when you was young, so women ain't really talk to you? Now you're a little older, you got a little job, and now he's like, now you can. Like, yeah, women actually talk to me because I can take them out. And all. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. But I just say, ask yourself why you're doing it. If you stay in the bar and get drunk every time, not just drinking, you get drunk every time you drink. Why? Why is your goal to get drunk? I never understood that. I'm not a drinker. I understand wanting to drink. Is it because I'm enjoying it? I had a good time. I'm going to get a little loose. I'm going to say some things I normally wouldn't say. I'm going to tongue kiss somebody I normally wouldn't tongue kiss. Whatever it is that you do. Whatever it is that's your thing. But to say, man, I'm about to get drunk. That just, I never understood that. So ask yourself, where are we going with this? If I consistently get drunk, at some point you're going to become a drunk. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, they say, anything, any job or any task you do and get paid for, once you get paid for, you're professional. That's what they're saying. Something you, so that's getting paid for. That's just, I say that to say consistency. So if you consistently getting drunk, I got to say you're a drunk. I'm not going to say he likes to have fun. I'm going to say he's a drunk. So you got to think about it, man. Why do we consistently do what we do? Why do we consistently put in this work? And it's a question that seems arbitrary, but it's not. It seems arbitrary, but it's not. It's a good question. I think we should just apply that to everything. Your job. If you're a teacher and you hate kids, you just got to ask yourself that. If you're a teacher and you hate kids, do you ever, because there's so many teachers now. And no disrespect to the educators. Shout out to the people that who are true educators, and this is what they do, and they love it, and this was in their blood. But the ones that I couldn't find no job, and they was hiring teachers because I had a degree, those people is who I'm talking about. You get up, and you don't really care. You just doing what's on the paperwork. You know, I got to do the bare minimum to get by. My check going to be the same. You that person? You ain't decorate your classroom for Christmas. You ain't wear no Christmas sweater, nothing. You ain't. Why are you doing it, man? You ain't the person supposed to. And you got to tell yourself that. You know what? I'm not doing nobody any good, myself or the kids. I got to go. I got to go do something else. I know it's a job, it's benefits. Schools ain't going nowhere, so I probably ain't going to get laid off. But you ain't doing nobody no good. Doing more hurt than good, actually. Personally. Quit. Do something else. So, these are questions that we have, man. This is important that we go through that. Go through that process of, oh, that's perfect. It's perfect that we talk about this and we ask ourselves this question. Why do we consistently do what we do? And it's a perfect way to start this season, man, because all season long, I say there's a routine I want to get into. I think you hear me talk about the routines, and you heard me talk about, if you listen to the radio show, Morning Coffee Week, every morning, 7 to 10 on IBNXradio.com. If you listen to that show, you heard me talking about not dimming my light for others and things of that nature. It's some change coming. It's some change coming. Because, man, I may have been consistently doing something one way. It's time to tweak it here and there. And it's okay to do that. Even if you're winning, which I feel I'm winning. I feel like I'm winning. But there's still things I could do to improve it or win more, win bigger. So I ask myself these questions. And this is Mind of a Champion. I talk about Mind of a Champion, the name of the album, but it's also a way of life. And I think this is one of the things that champions do. A mental space that champions do is ask these type of questions of themselves and of the people around them. Why are you doing that? Ask the young lady, ask the person to the right or left of you. Hey, why are you doing that? Like, you know, that right there. What you're doing right now. Why are you doing it? See if they got an answer. Why are you doing it? Me, I just like to do it. How about that? That might you might just get that answer sometime. Because I want to. Sometimes the answer is that simple. But anyway, man, I just wanted to talk about that to kick off the season the right way. Kick off season three the right way. Hopefully you guys are enjoying what we're doing here. Continue to support ATL Podcast Network. I didn't say on one of the episodes last season, I didn't say, and I got to get consistent with that, is make sure you follow ATL Podcast Network on Instagram. Follow Jason804 on Instagram. Follow Morning Coffee Swig on Instagram. follow, and share. That's the other thing. It don't cost you nothing to share. It costs you nothing to listen. Give it to you for free. And it costs you nothing to just share. Hit the share button. If something you like, or you got a friend that may, you would enjoy this podcast, send them on over here. We appreciate the listens. It's about the time to get out of here. This is Running the Point with Jason Carey here on the ATL Podcast Network.